Let's pick up Nancy in California, and she's got a question. Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and so what is your question?
I have a question about my brother. He's diabetic, and okay. He just got out of the hospital and had his dialysis tube taken out of his stomach. Would that kind of be an interference field in his stomach for taking the HCL?
It won't block. It will be an interference field, and yes, it probably will reflex. Does he no longer have to be on dialysis?
No, he does. He's waiting for a kidney still, but they put the tube in his neck, and then now they put it into his chest.
He
loved taking the HCL and digest, and then after a while it started messing him up. So I was thinking it was an interference field, but now they took it out of his stomach, so he's
going
to try again.
He could, but what he's probably going to have to do, Nancy, is go on stomach complex. And how much does he weigh?
He's about 140.
Okay. So two stomach complex, emptied in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, stir it, cover it, let it steep 10 minutes, drink that before each meal, then he'll be able to take the HCL, even if there's a scar trauma interference field, sedating the normal nerve and energy flow to the stomach, okay?
He has peritonitis going on right now. Should he take the hyssop and the allicin together, too?
I really think he should see. Where do you live in California?
He's right at your clinic over in Torrance, so I told him to go there and really get checked out.
That's what he needs to do, because there could be many other things that are initiating this, and if he doesn't, there could be some serious issues that can occur. And for the sake of the listeners, we've really got great coverage for you in Torrance. We have Dr. Vincent Medici and Dr. Doug Wiley, and we have a great clinic there for any chronic issues. Boy, that is the place to go. And for those of you listening, if you want that number, and they're open even on Saturday, it's 310-320-1132. So that's what I would do, because we need to find out, is he type 1 or type 2? Probably a 2.
12.
So he's probably a 1 then. It's harder to get the body back to track then, but there's so much that can be done. The same bug usually that may initiate that problem, the blood sugar problem, is probably caused the kidney issue. And it can also go to the arteries and veins and a whole circulatory tree, not just the heart, but the whole body. So I'd be taking a very hard look at heart nano detox. But before he does that, I think it would be best if he is checked head to toe at the clinic there. Okay?
That's what I told him.